This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Most Americans are familiar with the comments last week by Hillary Clinton that half of Donald Trump's supporters are a basket of deplorables that are racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, and Islamophobic. Few are probably aware of the statements by Martin Castro directed at an even larger proportion of the American population. Martin Castro is the chairman of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, an institution that used to do good work in the past by ending racial discrimination. Lately, it has been a place where some fairly outrageous things have been said and done. Martin Castro continues that tradition last week. He said the phrases religious liberty and religious freedom will stand for nothing except hypocrisy so long as they remain code words for discrimination, intolerance, racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, Christian supremacy, or any other form of intolerance. Gary Bauer noted that Castro made his comments just days before the nation was remembering the 9/11 attacks where Islamic supremacists were actually killing 3,000 Americans. Instead, this Obama appointee was warning about so-called Christian supremacists. Meanwhile, Christian photographers, florists, bakers, and others have their jobs and livelihoods threatened. William McGurn, writing in the Wall Street Journal, says that Martin Castro has performed an enormous public service for his country, but it's not the one he thinks. His comments on the Civil Rights Report remind us of the bias the elites in America have against Christians and their belief that religious liberty and religious freedom are merely code words for despicable discrimination. You know, every day we seem to find another example of liberal politicians or bureaucrats finding new ways to label a large portion of the American population as racist, sexist, homophobic bigots. Perhaps it is the ones doing the labeling who are the true bigots. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.